Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Hector Barreto is our guest. He's helping us with that. It has been now for coming up on 15 years. Hector, thanks again for being here. He's the chairman of TheLatinoCoalition.com. Hector, tell us about The Latino Coalition.
Well, The Latino Coalition is a nationwide group. We advocate on behalf of Hispanic small businesses. As you know, there's 4 million Hispanic businesses that are generating $700 billion. But you don't have to be Hispanic to be part of the Latino Coalition. And thanks for mentioning our website, thelatinocoalition.com. Love to have you with us at our upcoming events.
I love telling my folks about leaders who are making a difference, and you are doing that. So, Hector, wrap it up for us. What, as you look out across your landscape for 2018, what do you see?
Well, I'm optimistic, and I see a lot of small businesses making decisions they weren't making before. Again, we're not out of the woods yet. We still got more to do. But, you know, I'm excited about some of the things we already talked about, these association health plans, making the tax cuts permanent for small businesses.
Absolutely.
That would be huge. The infrastructure bill that they're talking about doing could be a game changer as well for the economy. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. I know it gets very frustrating watching all the shenanigans in Washington, D.C., but thankfully our small businesses are keeping their eye on the ball and they're helping to grow our economy and really, you know, change the way that we do business. We really are the engine of America, Jim, and I appreciate everything that you do every day to help inspire us and also educate us and motivate us to take action and to really become, you know, like I said, the architect of our own destiny. You know, nobody's going to do it for us. We know that. But if we have a little bit of help, we can do a lot.
Well, this is the time where small business owners are, who, as you say, have always been the bedrock of this country, of this economy, and therefore the country. This is a time when small business owners have got to think of themselves as leaders, not just business owners. It's great that we're making payroll, we're hiring people, we're doing business, but when it comes to the future of this country, small business owners are going to have to become more national leaders, thinking about. We're at a crossroads, I think, right now, Hector, where we're deciding which way our country is going to go for the rest of the century. I think that's happening. That's going to be happening in the next 10 years. And someone once said, I've forgotten who it was. You might have said this, something like, you know, we can either make a difference by taking a leadership position with our laws and regulations, or we can quietly accept those from people who think we don't care.
Well, it's true, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people that in Washington don't have our best interests at heart. And you know, we've talked about this before. A lot of groups have their own advocacy, their own PR, their own lobbyists.
Right.
The small business community doesn't, and that's why it's important for us to organize and where we can agree on something. When we agree on a lot. That we really work together, we support each other, we support our organizations, and we stay on the radar screen. Because one thing that you know about this town is everybody here has got attention deficit disorder, and if you're
right.
not constantly talking to them and advocating for them, they forget about you until the next election. We can't let that happen.
Well, I don't know if the swamp can ever be drained, but boy, howdy, does it need to be. And I'm talking both sides of the aisle. I don't know that if it can ever be done, but I will tell you this, Hector. It won't happen. The swamp will not be drained by anyone inside the swamp. It'll only be drained by the people. Until Americans realize that the swamp is not our friend, then we'll keep having the dysfunction that we have up there. And as long as you've got the K Street lobbying like it is, as long as money has as much influence as it has, then Americans are not going to get the best that they deserve.
Well, they are, and you've seen over the last couple of years how much the swamp fights back. I mean, they're not going to go away quietly, and
right.
So we've just got to keep the pressure on them. We've got to keep coming to Washington, D.C. The biggest mistake that we can make, and I know you will never make this, is to become complacent and say, there's nothing we can do. There's a lot that we can do. We're already making change. Things are better for us over the last year and a half than they've been for a long time, and they can get better. But we got to stay in the game. We got to stay engaged, and we got to hold our leaders accountable. If they're
That's
not doing
exactly
the job
right.
for us, we got to replace
That's
them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly my point. Hey, Hector, good job. You keep up the great work there, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you, my friend. Until next time.
Yeah, Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.